I'm gonna put my shit on airplane mode. I really don't like 11s that Mike ain't with.
That's fair.
But I like other Jordans that Mike ain't wear. But the 11s.
Wow, what's the difference?
Because it's like a DMV clout shoe, right? So I'm going to start there. It's a DMV clout shoe. It's the biggest clout shoe in the DMV every holiday.
It's the 11s?
It's the 11s.
Nigga, that's everywhere.
I'm not from everywhere, though. I'm from here, bro.
So I'm saying that's what niggas do, though.
I can't speak on that. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think everybody
I know everybody gets the Christmas shoe, but I don't know what goes on all year long in other states and shit. I know here
Christmas shoe is Jordan's.
Man, look here, bro. And even to Team Jordan, to Nike and y'all, you don't have to put the 11s out every year, bro. They're like, when did that really become tradition? That the 11s have to come out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all done fucked up for real the past couple years.
Because y'all ain't bring the cool grays.
We've been wanting the cool grays for at least 4 years now, bro. Yeah. Y'all bought back the motherfucking, what, the Breads twice. And the Concords twice. Matter of fact, the Space Jams, the Breads, and the Concords all came out twice. Since the Cool Grays came out in 2011. Mm. I don't like that, bro. But yeah, let me introduce this podcast. That was a little small rant.
You on, what's the name of it?
Yeah, we live.
I'm trying to get the lab going on.
This is the Stoner Zone podcast. I am Big Zone. He is Stoner Jones. We are back. Been a couple weeks, man. I like when we take a little minute off because it give me time to think, experience life, you know what I'm saying? A lot of shit that we talk about be real life experiences, you feel me? Whether it's happening to us or somebody around us, you know? So I gotta let life, before I can pop.
Right.
You feel me? But we back, smoking on good gas.
As usual.
Obama rant's about to go on the air, man. Obama rant's about to go on the air. This episode and every episode is sponsored by Bust Down Tobaccos.
The whole goddamn zone 3.
Bust Down Tobaccos, the best. If you are in the DMV area, if you smoke sheets and funnel, which 70% of us do.
Yeah.
The best funnel in the DMV. I'm talking about the whole DC, Maryland, and Virginia. Mm-hmm. The best funnel in the whole entire tri-state.
Mm-hmm.
Bust Down Tobaccos. It ain't gonna get no better than this. You know what I'm saying? It already come pre-packaged for you, already bust down, as we like to call it. That's just, it's already burnt down for you and shit. You know what I'm saying? But the taste and the hit,
that's what everybody say. You know what I'm saying? Say, man, this shit is good, bro.
I had a customer ask me a couple days ago, so what makes your shit different than the competitors? I start off the taste and the hit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It tastes like you supposed to use this with some exotic weed.
Right.
You feel me? And
real deal.
As far as the hit, you only got to use a little bit, baby.
Light seasoning.
You know what I'm saying? This is light seasoning. Yeah, we in here. Shout out Bust Down Tobaccos.
Yo.
Know what I'm saying? Get it while it's good. The best funnel in the DMV. We going to leave that right here. The whole
Jordan
whole episode.
What it do?
Yeah, man. E with a do, Buff with a do.
Lil E to G. Manic.
I'm waiting on O to get in here. O, I think O talked to Freddie the other day too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. A couple of my brothers got to holler at my brother that's doing some time right now, man. Wish he'd have called my phone, but I'm glad somebody spoke to him. You feel me? Definitely had a little bit of good news, but shit, we ain't been here in what, 2 weeks?
Yeah,
hey, matter of fact, we got a whole episode we ain't even dropped yet. I don't know if y'all tuned into the last live. We was on some shit, though. We was on some shit, some real live conspiracy theory shit. I was high as hell. You know what I'm saying? Went down a rabbit hole. We talking about flat earth.
Aliens.
God.
Heaven and hell.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we went there. And I appreciate all the all the people who tuned in, who called in, who gave their opinions, because that was some educational shit for me last podcast. You know, I just like...
learned a lot.
Yeah, I was uneducated on a lot of that shit, especially the flat earth nonsense, debacle, whatever y'all want to call it. But that was a good-ass episode, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's been tuning in lately, too. But let's go ahead and start off how we normally start off.
Rezo.
What's been going on in the world? You been, you know what I'm saying? You been having some eventful weekends lately.
Yeah, man. Shit been trying like cool. I went on a cabin trip this weekend, man. Getaway and shit. Shit was real, real cool, man. I just like needed that. After my good man passed and shit, y'all like fucked me up. So I needed that fresh air, that getaway, you see what I'm saying? Clear my head and shit.
One time while we here right now, can I get a quick moment of silence for my good man Weebay? My good man Weebay, man. Quack, we love you. Whole hood was fucked up out this shit, man. Just gonna take a quick moment of silence. Long live Weebay. Long live Fat Ass, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. But
so where you go?
Out my fucking deep creek somewhere. Out in that area in the mountains. That shit was real cool. It was wild goats.
Yeah, you said you weren't actually at Deep Creek.
Yeah,
right?
I was by Deep Creek in a motherfucking scary ass cabin. In a real live log cabin in the middle of the woods somewhere, y'all. Mm. I ain't gonna hold y'all. First day, I was drunk as shit. Was high shit, and I was off the motherfucking LSD. So I motherfucking got to lunching out because it was a motherfucking church right next to us.
Oh, man.
You see what I'm saying? Old ass abandoned church right next to us.
Oh, man.
And motherfucking, we had the door open, the front door. We sit in the living room. We got the front door open. The door just kept closing. You see what I'm saying?
Bro, I told y'all, don't go out there white peopling.
Right, right.
So Stick together.
So look, that echoed in my head, right? So I'm like, "Mo, this shit like a scary movie." I keep looking at the door. Everybody like, "Why? What you looking at? Stop looking at the door. Stop looking at the door. You scaring me." I'm like, "Bruh, it's something out there."
The LSD was making it no better. Huh?
Well, making it no better. That's what's giving me the whole theatric. Like, this is a scary movie because I'm the only nigga who know what's going on. We got a couple in the back fucking. They gonna be the first one to die, and everybody in the living room is gonna have to go through the shit. You see what I'm saying? This nigga right here is going to be the nigga that want to split up because he keep telling me to chill like it ain't nothing going on. The bitches, one of y'all is going to go. You see what I'm saying? It might be you. You feel me? But motherfucking, I'm just panicking in my head right then. My phone is dead. So I'm like, man, don't nobody know where the fuck I'm at.
Right.
I don't know where the fuck I'm at.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I just get a random text. This is where I'm at.
This shit is crazy, right?
4 hours away.
This shit is crazy. I say, if my phone don't charge, then we in a scary movie. Ask for somebody's charger. Charger didn't work.
Oh, Lord.
I said, see? They talking about some try to have out. Didn't work. Get another charger. Charger didn't work. I say, Mo, if I go outside and get this car charger, the charger that was charging my phone on the way down here, if this shit don't work, then we in a scary movie, y'all. I'm dead ass serious. Now I'm really serious. Now I was being at first, but I'm really serious because my phone not charging up. Mm-hmm. Now I'm thinking, like, if this is a scary movie, them die in the back, and something start hunting us and killing us, I already know I'm going to get away.
Mm-hmm.
But once I get away,
what you gonna do?
I don't got no phone.
The fuck you gonna do?
I don't got no phone.
You ain't even drive out there.
Didn't drive or nothing. I don't know where I'm at. I don't got no sense of GPS. No sense of nothing. You know? No sense of nothing. So that shit was y'all like freaking me out to the point where we had to go to the store. Everybody, let's go. No, not just one person. We all about to go to the store. Because I need a charger.
What kind of trip was this? Because that's what I wanted to get into first. That's going to lead into my first topic.
It was a, you know.
Was it couples retreat?
Nah, it wasn't a couples retreat.
Was it lit?
It was guys and girls.
Just guys and girls?
Guys and girls. We having fun. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
We getting drunk. Everybody bring a bottle or two. You see what I'm saying? Bring some games. You feel me? What happens in the cabin stays in the cabin.
Okay, so when you going out of town, right?
Right.
What do you prefer? Do you prefer to bring sand to the beach? Do you prefer it to be sand there when you get there? Or do you prefer to go find the sand when you get when you touch down?
It depends on who I'm going with. Mm. You see what I'm saying? And this particular instance, you see what I'm saying? We all mutual friends. Everybody's cool. Everybody know each other. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I don't know the other two guys that was there, but I know all of the bitches.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And those bitches know them two niggas. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you feel me? Everything was cool. You see what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, yeah. Whatever happens, happens. You see what I'm saying? You already know them two stamps, so it's me and bruh and them two. You see what I'm saying?
The other nigga, well, I know one of them was couple retreat. The other nigga, we was on your shit.
He was on my shit. Mm-hmm. One of the bitches, his best friend.
Okay,
you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
But he not on that. He trying to, you see what I'm saying, see what's going on. He trying to swap with me.
Mm-hmm.
You get my best friend and I get shorty. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know.
A verse for a verse.
Verse for a verse. You see what I'm saying? Swap for a swap. So that's what he was off, you know, but yeah, it was cool. You see what I'm saying? It was cool. We played games, beer pong and shit, got drunk. Once I got a charger, I was back to normal.
So,
you know.
So
but with certain things, you see what I'm saying? Certain things, it's like I don't mind bringing, you see what I'm saying, somebody just to I don't even got no leg. I don't mind bringing somebody with me just to ensure that I have a good time. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to come down here, you feel me? And, you know, it not be nobody for me or everybody getting some ass but me type shit. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes it just don't be in the cards. Like, you feel me?
That's my thing. Like,
it don't be in the cards.
Personally, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't go down there expecting to get no ass.
I'm going
to
keep it 100. I jive like... Just recently went out of town with a female, you know what I'm saying, that I was fucking with for real.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't gonna lie, bro. I like never want to go back out of town without a bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Because
it's just the vibe.
It's the vibe. You see what I'm saying? Because I got somebody that I can make some experience with. You see what I'm saying? Have some fun with while I'm out here. Fuck at the end of the day.
That's what I'm saying. Put it like this. If we go on, if it's straight up guys trip, like if it's no females on the trip, then that's something different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If anybody else
bring a bitch,
it's about to be here with they bitch.
Yeah,
I'm calling the reinforcements, bro. Because I would be, me, I hate. I don't know about y'all listeners, but I hate getting drunk.
With no ass, nothing. Yeah.
You feel me? That's when I get belligerent. Especially off some straight Henny,
man.
Straight Deuce, you know what I'm saying?
Get a drunk testing, shooting shots.
It's one or two things you gonna do.
Yeah.
You know, but one time, bro, recently too, I went out with Hank, I see you on here, Hank. What up, Hank? I went out when Hank got drunk as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Shot my whole load. I'm texting people I know I ain't got no business texting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm that drunk.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
And you know what that turned into? Anger.
Mm.
Now, a lot of my women woke up to breakup texts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I broke up with everybody. You know?
I remember I did that.
I was drunk.
Man. I still ain't going back with the babies, man. I miss the babies.
You feel me? Of course, I had to let it be known. You know, I was drunk, my bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I got beside myself a little bit. But that's what come with that. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like drink. Another thing, lately, I've been about wine shit.
Nigga, man, wine.
Give me some little wine and some little za. You know what I'm saying? Get me in my mood. I be feeling sexy when I be sipping that wine. You know what I'm saying? With the nice young lady. A nice little young lady beside me.
Sexy with the wine.
I be feeling sexy when I drink that wine, son. When the wine in my system, ain't no telling.
Kill.
Fuck the Henny at this point. Mm. Henny tastes like soda now.
Yeah.
But, okay, back to the motherfucking trip, right?
I don't like being forced to go. I'm over the hunt. You see what I'm saying? I'm over Thank the you. Hunt. I'm over Thank the let's go look for some bitches to fuck. I'm over that. You see what I'm saying? If we don't got no bitches that's already vibing with us, if we not just out chilling and these bitches is just cooling with us, you see what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get drunk and then gotta go here, go there and hunt bitches down. I'm over that. You see what I'm saying? I don't care that much.
Right.
I don't want to be drunk with no ass. You see what I'm saying? I hate being drunk with no ass, but I'm not going to search out for no ass either. The ass need to be in the vicinity.
At very least, look, y'all, I'm getting older. We're going to lead into the main topic soon, but it all comes to maturity and you just knowing what the fuck going on, right?
Right.
At this point, now I'm not saying every time I get drunk, I got to have sex. That's just...
Yeah,
yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's not even...
But
I go to club all the time.
I at least
got to
be in the vicinity.
And go home by myself. You see what I'm saying?
All right, now let's talk about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I do go to the club with you, you know what I'm saying? We already talked about how the go-go is totally different from the regular club.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm in them go-go's and I'm a little smidge,
mm-hmm.
I go home happy. Why? It's ass in my face the whole night. You know what I'm saying?
I can't complain about not getting no ass because I basically got some ass. You see what I'm saying? In theory. You feel me?
I'd have been in the strip club, tricked off for less.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Hold that thought, though, y'all. So, I just like my ass. I'm asking the tough questions, y'all. I ain't going to lie.
Go ahead. Fuck it. We ain't signed nowhere.
So, look. Because I'd have been on an out-of-town trip like that before.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Atlanta with about 15 people.
Right.
Half and half.
Right.
Males and females.
Right.
We was all in the group chat together.
Right.
We lit.
Right.
You know? But we got a town. Now some of y'all done brought y'all boyfriends that we ain't even know nothing about.
I got you, dial up. I got you.
Shout out my man, dial up. Super producer, dial up. Snap on the beat. Y'all follow him.
I'm gonna send you a wholesale bag.
Yeah, I'm gonna send some of that down the line to dial up. If we can get that down there, we probably can crank them down there. We can talk about that. Dial up, I'm gonna hit you up for that shit. But yeah, we go out of town and now y'all pulling out boyfriends
out the cut.
You know what I'm saying? You been in this group chat for a month.
Going crazy.
Going up.
Wild Out Wednesday.
I don't know if y'all ever been in a male and female group chat.
Yeah.
But
If y'all been in a real one, it gets lit. You see what I'm saying?
It gets lit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes a nigga might gotta close his eyes or...
Free Friday.
Yeah, I'm not even about to look in his chat until the thread is up. I'm gonna
send a PSA, all the niggas scroll past his next picture.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So what happens? Fuck it. What happens when you go out of town with the group, right? And you done already, let's just say you done already been in cahoots,
mm-hmm.
with a couple of them, you know what I'm saying? And now they...
See, that's when you see who working what. You see what I'm saying? That's when you feel the vibe out. You feel me? Like I said, I didn't go out here expecting to get some ass because I know all of y'all already. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We already been cool and chilling and shit like that, group chats and all that. So I'm not, you see what I'm saying? It's cool. We normal together. But, you see what I'm saying? Once we together... And it's just us. And, of course, we didn't seen each other before. You see what I'm saying? When I say see each other, I mean seen each other's stuff. You see mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We didn't seen each other before. You see what I'm saying? So,
been
you
in
know.
Cahoots.
Right. We'd have been, you know, flirting here and there. You see what I'm saying? But now the liquor involved. Now it's a vibe going on. Now the group chat is in like a drunk setting. The group chat is having a game night. And whoever picture you like, or you see what I'm saying? You jive like face to face with that person with the deuce.
So
you see what I'm saying?
For the listener, I need you to give them some game. Because this is a different type of vulture.
It's a definitely different type of vulture because it's all mutual friends.
How do you move without it being weird, without bruh even getting hit or having any inclination that, hold up, you got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
The vibrations. You see what I'm saying? Certain signals, certain brush passes, certain, you see what I'm saying? Indirect jokes.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, it's certain things. You see what I'm saying? And if it's more than one nigga on the move, you see what I'm saying? You just got to know where you stand at. You feel me? You can't be high. You can't fuck it up for the next man. You don't want the next man to fuck it up for you, especially if he working a little hard or he trying to get in real close. You see right. what I'm saying? He doing a little more than you doing, but you still in there. You see what I'm saying? You just got to play your part, man. Play your part.
And lady, y'all got to play y'all part, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't laugh at my jokes too hard.
Dope.
Don't overextend the hood.
That's...
You know what I'm saying?
I've been getting a lot of unnecessary attention, and it feels weird. You see what I'm saying? Feels weird. It's like, you see what I'm saying? Why do you have to, you know, respond to everything I say? You feel me? Instagram. You see what I'm saying? When do we start motherfucking liking each other pictures? Or, you know, why are you in my DMs? You see what I'm saying? You're not in my DMs talking about nothing, but you feel me? We don't never talk about anything in the DMs. But yet, here we are in the DMs having a conversation.
Man, look here.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
shit like that get weird.
It all stems from the DMs.
Get weird. Definitely get weird, man. Because it could be innocent. You see what I'm saying? I done flirted my way into some close friends. I didn't react in my way. You see what I'm saying? Into some pussy. You see what I'm saying? It ain't gonna may not happen the same day. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I'm not even trying to slide that day. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to see what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Leah, what's up? I'm trying to see what's up. You feel me? I'm just, you know, letting you know I'm here. You see what I'm saying? Hot eyes. Here you go. I like that. You see what I'm saying? And then some bitch, I had to make a PSA about this. Sometimes I genuinely just like the picture. Sometimes you genuinely just look good.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Sometimes I genuinely like your outfit, or I like your shoes, or I like your nails. You see what I'm saying? So I don't be wanting all of the hot ass. It don't always mean that I want you. Sometimes I just genuinely like it. Don't take it to heart. You feel me? Don't take it to heart. You see what I'm saying? If I want you, you know. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, no. Because I get the conversation starters. I'm going to be in there. We're going to be rapping.
If I want you, you want to know. You know what I'm saying?
But sometimes it's just like, you feel me? I admire beautiful women. You feel me? I love beautiful women.
All right. I got another question.
Mm-hmm.
So when does it become inappropriate? So is talking to somebody in a DM cheating? If you in a
is
relationship,
flirting cheating? Are you talking about flirting or just talking to somebody in a DM?
It's flirting. Okay, we can start there. It's flirting cheating.
Is flirting cheating?
It's flirting cheating, y'all.
Yeah, is it? We got 7 people on here. Is flirting cheating?
Males and females. I need to know.
Let's just say scenario. I'm at the bar. I got a girl. You see what I'm saying? Fuck it, I'm married. You see what I'm saying? And I'm at the bar. You feel my girl? I can go outside. You know, I can go outside and shit. I'm at the bar. I'm chilling. Bad bitch. You feel me? She at the bar. You see what I'm saying? She come up and she trying to get a drink. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? She tapped me. Can you order my drink for me? You see what I'm saying? I got you. Hey, let me get 2 of them. You see what I'm saying? Boom, boom. I'm not going to pay for it. You feel me? But I'll order the drink for her. You see what I'm saying? Order the drink for her. Boom. She say, thank you. You welcome. Now we start a conversation. You see what I'm saying? She's attractive. I'm attractive. You feel me? Yeah, I got a boyfriend. I mean, I got a girlfriend. She got a boyfriend. You see what I'm saying? But we vibing. You see what I'm saying? Is that wrong?
Alright. Well, if it just stick to that conversation only, then no. But if y'all exchanging any type of information... You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
We keep in contact after
depending
this bar.
On what you know what I'm saying? All right, put it like, yeah. If you keep in contact after that bar.
We cheated. I cheated.
You cheated. You know what I'm saying?
But if I just genuinely have a good conversation with a beautiful woman at the bar.
That's not cheating. A conversation.
You right
isn't
on the cusp of cheating. Right, exactly.
Right.
You right on the doorway.
You skating off that nice.
Yeah, because if you flirting with a girl, she got someone, then she trying to go vice versa. Flirting results to fucking. So it's a double effect. But I never got her number. We just, you see what I'm saying, vibing with each other. You see what I'm saying? I like the way she look. We having a good conversation.
Right.
Anything that you do knowing your girl wouldn't or that you wouldn't want her to... A conversation.
Okay.
A conversation. I'm not getting her number or nothing like that. I'm at the bar. It's me and my man. You see what I'm saying? She over there with her girls. And we just so happen to be beside each other talking.
So put it like this, ladies, Aaliyah, and any other ladies in here. If you out and a dude buy you a drink.
Is that
you
cheating?
Got a nigga. Did you cheat?
Yeah.
If a nigga want to buy you a drink,
you like this E funny shit. Right. So if you got a boyfriend and you out, I buy you a drink. You know what I'm saying? That's it. We might talk for a little bit, asking your name.
You got a boyfriend? Yeah, you got a boyfriend. Oh, okay, that's cool. You see what I'm saying? Boom, boom, continue the conversation. Like, that shit ain't, like, I ain't even hear that shit.
Yep, that's cheating. Mm.
He bought you a drink, that's cheating. Okay, as long as you being fair. All right. As long as you being fair.
So basically, she's saying,
it depends
in your relationship. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's situational. If your significant other don't want you, you know what I'm saying, talking to other people, this and the third, I guess you could consider that cheap.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Let me see the lighter.
Me personally, I like letting it be known early. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not that type of guy, bro. The Instagram shit, I don't pay that no, man. You know what I'm saying?
Because we all got one. We all know how this shit go. You know what I'm saying?
And I let him know I don't drink and I got a nigga. That's respectable. You know what I'm saying? That's respectable. You feel me? But I also can say that, like, it could be not cheating. You know what I'm saying? Now, if that nigga buy you a drink and then he get your number or something like that or get your Instagram and shit, then that's a little different.
Right. If you take a drink and tell a nigga, I got a boyfriend, I'm good. You see what I'm saying? Thank you for the drink. I can't even be mad at that. You see what I'm saying? I be in a club. You feel me? I know how this shit go. You see what I'm saying? That be my thing. You feel me? I know how this shit go. Just because of that, I done bought bitches plenty of drinks. You see what I'm saying? Plenty of shots. And
didn't even ask your name.
Yeah. Or tried to, I bought you a drink and followed up on that drink. Yeah, what's up, though? You see what I'm saying? You know, oh, no, I'm sorry, I got a boyfriend. You feel me? I ain't know it was like that. I thought you was just my man. I mean, yeah, I bought you the drink, but you see what I'm saying? I'm trying, you know. She can't even take the drink. Man. Hey, I feel you. I ain't mad at nobody who say that. You see what I'm saying?
I'm not mad,
bro. I understand 100%. You feel me? I understand 100%. But if my girl come in the house, tell me, you see what I'm saying? Nigga bought her and her friends drinks. I'm like, oh, shit, y'all was sweet. Hey, he was sweet. Well, he got one of y'all numbers or something? Which one of y'all he booked? Mm-hmm. If it ain't nobody, it ain't nobody. It better not be nobody. You see what I'm saying? I don't know. I be in the club. I know how this shit go.
Yeah, I work in the club, man.
The drink gonna lead to fucking...
Nah,
yeah, but she coming home, bro. She with her girls, bro. See, this the thing. Niggas cannot be insecure.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We have to get over that shit. You see what I'm saying?
We got to get over that shit. That's exactly what my next point was
going. Because the insecurity will make me want to do it. You see what I'm saying? The fact that you keep forcing me or keep saying that I'm doing this or you insinuating that I'm doing this, you see what I'm saying? I'm guilty already.
I ain't gonna lie, fellas.
You feel me?
I'm not gonna lie.
Insecurity is a motherfucker.
I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all. An insecure man has no business being in a relationship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna drive yourself crazy.
You cannot be insecure and be in a relationship, especially if your girl look good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if you got a nice looking female. Because you know what come with that, bro. You gotta know what come with it.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Now, on the other hand, if your girl insecure, you
that
die
shit
like,
don't work either.
You know what I'm
I
saying?
Hate insecure.
But you die like gotta show your girl like you have nothing to be. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, but how long you see what I'm saying?
Right.
You gotta do that in order for her to get it. You see what I'm saying? You're gonna be doing the whole relationship trying to prove to her that you not cheating.
No, you're a fucking criminal. Nah, it don't got nothing to do with you with me proving that I'm not cheating on that. It's like, you just gotta show your girl like you that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm not even worried
that,
about
but
no.
Anytime
you know
you're not in her presence, you feel me? Her insecurity is overriding what you just did. It don't matter if you spent the whole day with her. You about to go out with some bitches. You about to go out and fuck. Who you looking good for? I hate when y'all bitches ask me that.
That's some shit.
I hate that.
Nah, you gotta check that. You gotta check that at the door.
I hate that.
You gotta check that at the door. You know what I'm saying?
Don't ask me who I'm looking good for. I'm looking good for me. I got dressed. I get my hair cut because I like to look good. I don't give a fuck who's looking at me. You should think that I look good. I'm your nigga. I'm representing you. When they see me, oh, that's her boyfriend. Damn, that nigga look good. Damn, that nigga flash shit. Damn, you see what I'm saying? Don't ask me who I'm looking good for. I hate that.
No room for insecurities.
No room for insecurity.
No room. You know what I'm saying? It's no room. Because on both sides, right, you know what I'm saying? Everybody should want a confident significant other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I look for confidence. Females, they definitely look for confidence. You know what I'm saying? A man is supposed to lead. You feel me?
Right.
Amongst other things, but a man is a leader. You feel me? So you can't be going in no situation like worrying about shit that you know what I'm saying? That's outside of what the fuck you trying to build. And right. That goes on both sides. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. You shouldn't even be worrying about the next man or the next bitch. I hate when females worry about the next female. Bitch, you know what I'm saying?
So weak to me.
I hate it.
Same thing with niggas. Niggas who be sneak dissing niggas and always gotta bring a nigga up. Bro, you weak as shit. Why you keep saying my name to her, dog? Why you keep talking to her about me? Like, what's up with you? Is you gay? Like, that shit is weak as shit. Why you keep on talking about her? Why you keep on hating on her like that? You see what I'm saying? What you beefing with her or something? You feel me? Then I go to the bitch page and you liking all her motherfucking pictures. But you steady sneak this and she this, she that. Why you talk to her? These type of girls you talk to, you liking all this bitch pictures.
Confidence. Confidence is the only thing that's going to get me. That's the number one thing that's going to get me into my next relationship. You got to be confident. You know what I'm saying? You got to know, like, just like I know, you feel me? I know what these niggas is doing in your DMs. I know how, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you can't worry about that shit.
Shit, bro. Hate a name dropping, pillow talking ass nigga, bro. And I hate a hating ass bitch too. Don't sit up here, motherfucking. How the fuck you know all this about this bitch? You must have been with her doing it too. You see what I'm saying? All bitches do the same shit. You feel me? Oh, y'all getting all in the same realms, man. So don't sit up here and try to sneak this bitch like you any better than her.
I wanted to talk about my past weekend, right?
Yeah, you had it up.
No, I didn't. It was terrible.
Oh, nah, that was the week. You was during the week. You had a good week. We went out.
The ABM shit?
Went out to that, and then Pookie shit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Cool okay, week. Yes. Now, family,
we're going to
leave.
Your weekend
everything
was bad.
Everything is leading into, you know what I'm saying? Good. All right, now let me start with the bad first, because the good is the main topic of the podcast. Let me start with the bad first, right? So this nigga, on some cabin fever shit, he out of town, right? My right-hand man, you know what I'm saying? He's gone. I'm supposed to have a little move, right? Allegedly, I had a little Airbnb, which turned into a hotel move, you feel me? Supposed to be some game night. Bring your man, my girl, woo-ah-woo. All right. He's gone. Hank got his kids. You know what I'm saying? Hank can't go out. So I'm already,
niggas,
you know what I'm saying?
Bye week.
Niggas was on a bye week. You feel me? Long story short, right? The move never came through. But I got fully prepared. You know what I'm saying? Bottle, gas. And I was going to be on my way to the gas station had I been on the way to the hotel.
Right.
And you know what for. But I want to ask you, give me a time when, let me see the lighter.
I gave it to
you. You got all ready for a move, fully prepared, and it didn't fall through.
Man, I'll do you one better. I done got fully prepared for a move, got dressed and all that shit. Waiting for the time and fell asleep. 2 weeks ago, motherfucking Ray called, my man Ray called me. He say, man, I got 6 bitches. I'm about to get the hotel right now. Motherfucker, it's only me, you, and 5. I'm like, shit, all right, bet. He said, all right, I'm going to call you when I get the hotel. Go to sleep.
We don't want to hear that. We want to hear
oh,
story
you wanna
where
hear, you want to hear where
thought, you know
when
what I'm
I
saying?
Thought it was it.
Yeah.
And I'm ready.
Yes.
And nothing can.
Cause everybody done been through, yeah. I done fell asleep, you know what I'm saying, yeah. Or some shit. That's on you. I'm trying right, to right. Find a move when it wasn't on you.
Man, shit, plenty. Plenty. You feel me? I don't really got no bitches like that, but I done had plenty of
you
moves.
You don't
gotta
like be that. Recent. You know what I'm saying? We 30 years old.
Right.
You feel me?
What's the time? Shit, man.
Fuck it.
I had plenty of moves that didn't come through, bro.
You ever went up? Definitely. And then it ain't go through? Definitely. Oh, my God.
Definitely. I done went all the way up. Got ready thinking I'm about to knock something down.
Rhino or Mojo?
Rhino. This was
oh,
Rhino.
My God. That happened Rhino. To me, too, man.
About
to
Rhino thinking I'm about to get some ass. You see what I'm saying? And it was a newbie. So I'm trying to tear off the motherfucking frame.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I've been trying to fuck this bitch for a minute. You got to, because
that's the statement game.
For a minute.
That's the statement game. That's the...
I'm trying to tear her off the motherfucking frame. I already got some good game, but I'm trying to make a motherfucking statement. You see what I'm saying?
It's a statement game.
I need to let you know that you made me wait a little bit too long. You see what I'm saying?
You're it's not really more
ever it, play with me like this again.
It's really more so a playoff game when you go up. See, the Henny and the regular, you know, the Henny and the weed, right. Maybe a Henny and the that's a statement game.
Right, right.
That's
right.
Just, you know what I'm saying, you ain't about to play with me. But one of them first times when you really got, you know what I'm saying, that's like a playoff. This is win or go home.
Win
you
or
feel
go
me?
Home.
This
game
is going to make or break the
game seven.
If you coming back
and
on
I
that,
ain't
you know
going
what
like
I'm saying?
That. You feel me?
Monty, you know what we talk about. Dial up, you hip.
I done had made me wait for a minute. I'm talking, you see what I'm saying? Flirting just so much, mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying, mm-hmm. Just to keep me around, but she ain't never trying to link, you feel me, never trying to, you feel me, when I see her in passing, it's always, you be faking, oh, we gonna do this, we gonna do that, no one more her line, finally got her one night, it was after the club, after Hangers Club one night, boy, motherfucker, she had got into it with the nigga she was fucking with in the club or whatever. Motherfucker, I'm walking, you see what I'm saying? She walking, I'm like, you good? She was like, yeah, you got some gas? I'm like, yeah. Walk over to my car. She like, man, I'm about to go in the house. You trying to take me in the house? I'm about to just ride with you. And we can smoke on the way. I was like, all right, bet. She lived right down the street, so by the time we get to her house, we still smoke. I ain't even sparked my J yet.
Mm.
Might as well come upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Let me go get some more funnel right quick.
Mm.
I run to the gas station. Cause I already know.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I already know.
It's when I go home.
Yeah, it's when I go home. You inviting me upstairs. You
she
know
done, she done took too long
yeah,
already.
Yeah,
but
you know not to invite me upstairs at 2-3 o'clock in the morning after the club. And you know I've been trying.
Mm-hmm.
You know I done told you straight up. I'm trying to slurp you up. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And do whatever you see what I'm saying. Yeah, needs to be done. You feel me? So, motherfucking, once she said, all right, she about to go upstairs, get in the shower, bet. Ran downstairs, motherfucking, ran to the gas station, came right back, went up on the elevator.
Mm.
Get in that motherfucker, we smoking, chilling, music going. Went down, killed her. Killed her in that motherfucker. She was a dead body, for real. Chalk her out.
Nigga.
You see what I'm saying? Chalk her out. And then after that, it wasn't even everything I dreamed of. That was the kicker. It wasn't even everything I dreamed of. So I just did all this and I killed you. I was going to kill you regardless. But killed you, had you geeking, and I was like, man, I'm good.
I thought you was talking about taking it and not getting the pussy. I done did it. I done did that. It wasn't all that bad because, see, this is the thing. I went all the way, should I look, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That be the thing. It don't always be, you see what I'm saying,
like, ew. I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? But you did your due diligence. It's just so happened, I popped the motherfucking Rhino 1500 on the way up here. So
thinking it was about to go down.
Thinking it was about to go down. Because I ain't seen you in about 6-7 months.
Nah.
You know what I mean? But
them rhinos, dog. Them Johnson, right.
Yeah. And I done left the rhinos alone. You know what I'm saying?
Johnson,
I'm not
right.
Fucking
them Johnson
no
had you up.
And I be trying, look, bro. Look. I be trying to tell these fucking children that I went to college with. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was a couple years older than these niggas, bro.
Right.
They just don't get it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You never know.
They just don't
know.
Get it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know it's a you know thing, but fellas.
See, they got it in their mind. See, they so stuck on, you see what I'm saying? being a certain way. Yeah, the stigma. They think that's for shit. You feel me? Nah, it's not even for every day. This is for when you trying to prove a motherfucking
point. It's for
point.
A playoff you game, nigga. Saying? You don't play in the playoffs every fucking game. It's 82 games in the season.
I don't fuck with the irks. I ain't talking about game seven. That's what I'm saying. Leave him alone. That pill right there is designed to do one thing and one thing only. I don't want to be all high and shit like that, itching and shit, trying to get my dick hard to fuck. Nah, I'm good off that. You see what I'm saying? If I'm trying to game time, prove a point, you feel me? This bitch got me fucked up. I'm about to get her on my line real quick, and then, yeah, I could just give her the regularity after that. Yeah, it's definitely for game seven.
Mojo Jojo. It's for a closeout game. It's a closeout game. It's for the make or break. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? See, this the thing. A perk could backfire on you, too.
You don't know, yeah. The perk, you don't know.
I done seen perks backfire before. You know what I'm saying? Man. And it be the total opposite effect.
Right.
And you can't even go up.
That's how I be off the molly with me. I can't pop no molly.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll pop a molly. If I pop a molly, I gotta get a rhino or something like that, or a mojo. Because the molly is gonna, I'm gonna be feeling good as shit, all sexy and shit, but that shit gonna motherfucking take my nuts away, bruh. When it's game time, ready to shoot.
He talk about now, all he need is gas. Well, look here. Let me learn you something, bro.
I tell you what. I tell you what.
I tell you one thing. I tell you what, E.
Kill.
Go to the store. You know what I'm saying?
Give you a half a JoJo. Give you a half a Joe, a baby Joe.
Put it like this. I'm going to give y'all a perfect example, right? And ladies, y'all got to excuse this part of the podcast. This is not for y'all.
This is for me and my counterpart.
And if y'all want to get hip, you know what I'm saying? I learned y'all that too. But fellas, let's just say, like you said, you've been waiting. You've been waiting to spank her for a minute. She know you, you know what I'm saying? She know what's up. Woo wah woo. So boom, you know what you want to do. Let's just say that is your normal move. Right. Let me go get some lick real quick. Get a perk. I'm about to burn her ass up.
Right.
Perk man ain't answering the phone. Perk man ain't answering the phone.
What you gonna do?
Or depending on the time of day it is, you might not want to be off. You know what I'm saying? Like me, bro, I can't just be sitting around off a perk. Man. You feel me? Man. Not no more. Not nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
Hell nah.
I ain't popped the perk in a minute, but if I do, I'm definitely gonna be doing something while, you know what I'm saying, pop.
Yeah, I don't do extracurricular drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Let's just say you a nigga like me, who ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying, be high during the day. Bruh, if the perk man ain't answering the phone, if the liquor store is closed, you know what I'm saying, she done came after club hours, you done missed the liquor store, take your ass to the gas station and ask that nigga for a motherfucking mojo. You know what I'm saying? Thank me later. Thank me later. And this is not for no regular just sex. You know what I'm saying? This is for when you trying to make a statement. You feel me? This is when it's going to make or break the relationship. Whatever relationship y'all got. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever's going on.
It don't got to just be, you know what I'm saying, boyfriend, girlfriend. Whatever type of relationship you got with this girl, and if this your first time, and you don't want to fuck it up,
you better lock it in. Guarantee it.
Go to your local gas station and ask them for a Mojo Jojo. You know what I'm saying? Free game from Gutter and Zone.
I got a bitch. I want a Mojo Jojo. Kill.
Okay, so let me go back. We still ain't getting to the main topic. Y'all, I got y'all. So the week that led up, ABM show, right? ABM reunion show.
That shit was lit.
That shit was crazy. You feel me? Took me back, you know what I'm saying? I was in practice geeking. Mm-hmm. Hell of a show, you know what I'm saying? TCB closed it out. It's TCB, you know what I'm saying? Right, if you ain't been in the go-go lately, if you ain't been in the go-go, it's still TCB, you know what I'm saying? We don't need guys say too much. But that was lit, you know what I'm saying? Then Pookie birthday. Sister Pookie, you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday again, Pook. Had a nice little event at her house, you know what I'm saying? Cool little shit. Had some strippers over. And I must say, the best two strippers I done seen in a very, very long time. Mm. Now, you know how I used to frequent and be in the strip club culture.
You love strippers.
You know what I'm saying? Back in my day, back in my heyday. You know what I'm saying?
Strippers.
I ain't fuck with strippers in years. You feel me? But back in my day, you know what I'm saying? It was a lane. It was a lane for y'all in Zone's world. You feel me? And they just like took me aback. I ain't gonna hold with you that night. Them two slim. They was cool though. You know what I'm saying? They did their little thing. We everybody throwing money. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, y'all are good. You feel me?
Right.
Because I know how this shit work. Like, y'all are good. The fact that I know how this shit work.
And y'all
and still. And I still jive, like, thinking about risking it up. You know what I'm saying? So, like, damn, y'all all right. But then y'all was chilling. You know what I'm saying? Went on smoke. She was matching. You know what I'm saying? We cool. And they was funny as shit. You feel me? Lo and behold.
Right.
I'm like, damn, y'all are cool.
Right.
You feel me? But that's how it be, though. You know what I'm saying? That's how, like, a lot of strippers be cool. Or be, like, real bitches. You feel me? One or the other. You know what I'm saying? Nine times out of ten. What the nice ones. You feel me?
Yeah.
The top tiers or whatever. Let me see the lighting. But that just got me thinking, right? Tricking. Mm. Tricking, right? I want to break it all the way down. Because niggas be getting shit misconstrued.
It's different levels of tricking.
And females, too. You know what I'm saying?
Bitches, too.
It's definitely.
And bitches is what's fucking it up. You see what I'm saying? Because y'all don't know what the difference is. You see what I'm saying? And then, motherfucker, y'all try to do everything at once. You see what I'm saying? It's only certain type of tricks. It's only certain niggas that's going to do certain shit. Everybody ain't the same type of trick. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You might can get some food from me. You see what I'm saying? You know, twice a week, you see what I'm saying, something like that, you feel me? Couple days a week, you see what I'm saying, get some weed or something like that, you feel me? You know, just on a drop-off tip, you see what I'm saying? Like, huh, I'm about to come drop you off some food. I'm about to come, and I don't want nothing, you see what I'm saying? Type shit, you feel me? You got some niggas that's going to do that. You got some niggas that give you money and shit like that whenever the fuck you ask for it, you see what I'm saying? You got motherfuckers that's gonna, you feel me? The party niggas, that's the niggas that's always getting the tables and buying the bottles. Y'all come, I'ma pay y'all way and get y'all drunk in this third.
So we're gonna break it down, right? We're gonna go through all the levels that leads up, cause it's a difference between a trick and a simp.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
We're gonna break it down and tell you when you get to simp level.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And we can just start off. The common trick, like you said. Now, this, I technically don't even call this tricking. You know what I'm saying? Me buying you food or me getting you high or giving you weed, it could, you know what I'm saying?
Because it's like, what are you doing this for? You see what I'm saying? Why am I getting you high whenever, you see what I'm saying, for free? I do this shit
right,
for
right, right, okay, all right. Why am I listen, right.
You going,
right.
Bitch.
Now, I'm saying from the level that you said it.
All right,
boom.
Right.
I might drop you off some food.
Yeah.
Might give you some weed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A couple times a week. That's not you. Every time you trying to get high, you hit my phone.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Right.
That's simple. You know what I'm saying? We going to get there.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to say just the basic shit. Like, if you want to just call me getting you high a couple times or, you know what I'm saying, take you out to eat once a week, is that trick? That's really like... I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Well, if it is, that's the basic form. That's the low level form, the low hanging fruit of tricking. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, if you're going to call a nigga that's buying you food or just giving you a KD or something like that a trick, you missing it.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? You missing it.
Food ain't shit.
That's real low level.
You skinny if you think that's a trick. You see what I'm saying? You think me buying you something to eat or me giving you a KD or something like that, you think that's tricking, you skinny. You see what I'm saying? You feel me?
Definitely
you might be
skinny.
Just a broke bitch if you think, you see what I'm saying, you getting over on me by me getting you some motherfucking Chipotle or some motherfucking Hook and Reel or something like that. You see what I'm saying? Krusty Krab bag or something like that. You getting over. Nah, bitch, that's food. What the fuck? That shit ain't about nothing.
Alright, you know what I'm saying? Let's take it up
in the middle of the hood of the motherfucker podcast.
Yeah, every time.
It's cloudy as a motherfucker in here.
Stone is on podcast.
I said, podcast.
Nigga lip.
So
you know what I mean?
Good.
Stone is on podcast, baby.
Y'all the live motherfucking podcast.
What it do? We on a podcast around the zone.
Oh, shit.
So let's take it up a notch, right?
Right, why we got y'all right here, right? Alright, so look.
is buying a bitch something to eat, give her some weed or something like that, is that tricking?
Not in my book.
Especially if you fuck with her. Like,
yeah,
if you fuck with her, here you go, baby. You fuck with her. Yeah, it's part of what's going on. Yeah.
Very low level, right?
Yeah, you gonna smoke. I got you. You know what I'm saying? It's on me. I got you.
Right. So if a bitch call you every time she trying to get high, you say I'm saying, or every time she hungry, what about that?
Oh, man.
That's different.
Yeah, we got a problem. We got a problem. We got a problem. We got a problem.
She might get cut.
You got a problem. I can't talk to you no more, baby, because you got nothing.
Right.
Don't throw the pussy out there, cause now you tricking. I can use the pussy in my head, or you tricking now? I'm tricking now.
Nah, I'm the type of nigga. I got you. You see what I'm saying? But it ain't no
all the time. Me?
All the time, of course.
I don't
course.
Mind getting you something. Yeah, that's to eat yeah, two, three that's times
cool.
A week.
Yeah,
you
know, when I see you, I'll probably eat my motherfucker.
Right. We chilling. We chilling if I'm doing that.
I don't mind doing that.
You go in the house, you gonna weed. He take the jail too. Go smoke with you. You know what I'm saying? As you smoke with, like real nigga shit. That's all cool. You fuck with the bitch.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that.
Bitch, keep walking. Felicia shit, now we can't.
I ain't about to keep Felicia.
So what do you consider tricking?
Man. Paying for pussy.
Paying you to fuck.
You
get some head. Come on, cuz. Pay
back. Pay.
Drop the drawers. Let's get it going real quick. Ain't no talking. I'm gonna
get there, right? I'm
gonna
get there. That's what I consider, you know what I'm saying?
Tricking
right.
Straight tool for the paper.
But it's still, that's like third level to me.
Pussy.
What about the nigga? All right, what about the nigga that's in the club, you know what I'm saying? He might be a promoter. He getting the table and shit. He having all the bitches come out. He buying the bottles and shit every week. Woo wah boo. He tricking.
Nah, that's business. Part of his lifestyle. That's business.
Nah, but that's business though.
I'm doing that.
He getting motherfuckers to come back.
What if he not a promoter?
What if he
a scammer? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Scam. I go to the club two, three times a week.
That's true.
Are you mad at him?
Nah, I ain't mad at him.
What you do? That's you. Some niggas be in the hood and do what they do all day. Some niggas be in the club and scam and trick off in the club. But tricking off is hand that money, hand that pussy over. That's the tricking. That's tricking. This is tricking.
That's basically right. I'm trying to say, like, it ain't really not wrong with a trick, nigga, if that's what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? But once you start sipping,
yeah, you did wrong.
It's a different story. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You can't.
And that's what I'm trying to divide. It's a thin line. You know what I'm saying?
Unless you got a wife at home. You know what I'm saying? This your way out. She stressing you out at home. You like, I got 50. If I don't get naked.
Hell yeah.
That's the only way.
Hell yeah.
But if you a regular nigga, nah, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all, man.
Hey.
Live from the hood, man.
Podcast.
But yeah, though, man.
So, all right. So, like, boom.
Tricking is paying a female for company. Buying shit for her is not. Okay, E. So, look, right. Let's just say, do you have to be fucking this bitch to be buying her shit? Do you have to be getting anything from her? Are you buying this girl food 3 times a week and giving her, you know, a Vic or so a week for, you see what I'm saying, just because you fuck with her? Or are you doing this because you fucking her? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Do you have to be getting reciprocation for the things that you're doing in order for it to be tricking or for it to be simping?
Right.
I feel like if you doing it and not getting nothing out of it,
you a simp.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like if you doing it and you see what I'm saying? I'm doing this. This my little bitch. You see what I'm saying? She look out for me. I be fucking her and shit like that. I be over her house. She be cooking me food and shit like that. Like, you know? Yeah. I guess you can call it tricking. But you see what I'm saying? That's just me fucking with my bitch. I'm looking out. A man's job is
dating,
to provide.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, that's dating. That's, I mean, this not my girl,
dating.
Though.
It don't gotta be your girl. You're dating. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm fucking you,
let me see the line.
You know what I'm saying? You cooking for me, you cleaning and shit, then yeah, I got you. You know
see,
what I'm saying?
But this is where bitches get it fucked up at. You see what I'm saying? Bitches think because I buy them food or I don't mind giving them weed or pick them up, take them out. You saying I be wanting to take them out. I be asking them what you want to do, where you want to go. I'm trying to take you out. You got something you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? They think they getting over on me. You see what I'm saying? They make it seem like I'm motherfucking sweet. You see what I'm saying? For doing that. Like that, they make that seem like it's tricking. Because I took her out to eat. I took her bowling. I took her skating. You see what I'm saying?
Who makes it seem like they're tricking? The female?
Yes. They think they get it over.
See, yeah, man. See, like you said, them be them skinny bitches, bro. You skinny as shit. Like, well, then what do you want? At this point, I might as well just pay you to fuck.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you want to do? If you don't want to do shit, if you looking at me like I'm wild for wanting to take you out, then I don't know, bro. I don't begin. That's skinny as shit, bro. And I hope niggas don't think that shit like that either. You missing it? You know what I'm saying?
It's tricking, paying for her just to chill all the time. And yeah, I do want pussy after a while. At the end of the day, nigga, I'm paying to fuck no matter how you look at
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Right. Right. But it's different when it's a set price. You see what I'm saying? I'd rather just get the set price sometimes than get to run around and have to take you out and buy you food and do all this. And you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then that's the thing. Like,
if you want to trick, if I'm tricking, you tricking.
Right. And don't think I gotta do this shit for you just for some pussy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Them the girls that I stay away from.
Yeah. Like, I be having to tell a bitch, like, I don't give a fuck about pussy. I don't give a fuck about a bitch. You know how many bitches I done fucked in my life? You feel me?
I really don't.
I could care less. I be you withholding the pussy from me.
Means nothing.
At the end of the day, nothing. That's your loss. You see what I'm saying? Because
right.
I'm going to go and donkey fuck another bitch. You see what I'm saying? Kill. And yo, I done had the pussy, and it ain't hitting no shit. So you can keep it. You feel me? Oh, I done had it. It's good, but...
You know what I'm saying? It ain't even make my...
8 out of 10.
And that's
7.5 out of 10.
And that's not even enough to make my top 10 list.
Right. Come on now, man.
An eight out of 10.
I like
not
you.
Not enough to make
you see
my
what I'm
top
saying?
10
It's
list.
Not your pussy. I like you. You
right.
feel me? Kill. It has nothing to do with your body. There's way fatter, wetter squirters out there. You
that's,
see what I'm saying?
I feel like that's what girls fail to realize
yeah,
about me.
All these, ever since that you know WAP song came out, y'all bitches done got it confused. All y'all
see,
bitches
nah,
ain't whopping.
It's
don't try
that,
to blame it
right,
on me, because
right,
my
right,
man said you ain't whopping either.
That shit was all the way cap. That song like...
My man said you ain't whopping either.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely not whopping, but that's neither here nor there. I'm talking about...
Carmen, get out of here.
What the fuck was my point?
You know, real talk though, man. Kale, I like you. It's not about that. You feel me? It's about me liking you. You see what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with that. That's good because I like you. Once I don't like you no more, it's trash. Same way, once you don't like me no more, my dick is little. It's
saying.
Trash.
I feel like
you see
bro.
What I'm saying? But you was letting me put this 2 inches all around you, all up in you, and around your mouth. You see what I'm saying?
I be feeling like the reason
three
why,
years.
The reason why this shit happened, bro, because... Like, girls, they always fail to realize, if I fuck with you, it's because I really fuck with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I get tired.
Can't nobody fuck with
I real life
you.
Get tired of, like, girls telling me, like, you look good. I know you got bitch design the third. Like, you look so... I get tired of hearing that
shit. That
shit
is
you know
so... It makes me mad. I'm like, what do you think of me, bro? You just think I'm just, you know, a $2 hoe on Sheriff Road or something like that? You feel me? Why do I have to have fucked everybody? You see what I'm saying?
I don't get it.
What makes you think that? I'm chill. I'm quiet. You see what I'm saying? It took you for you to come over here to say something to me for this whole shit to be even going on. That lets you know that I'm not on pussy. I didn't even say nothing to you. I looked at you. I saw you. But you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just out here, you feel me, with the pink thing hanging out.
Exactly.
You feel me? And it sucks that you that's what you think of me.
But you want to know why I feel like that happens? Because females fuck with niggas, like, they talk to niggas that they don't fuck with all the time.
Right. And I don't
you know
understand that. Why do y'all do that? I just had to tell,
you know why they do
what's
it.
Name?
You know why they do it,
this
bro.
Nigga keep DMing me. He keep talking. Block him. Tell him you're not interested. Why did you give him your number? How was he calling you? The fuck? Why did you give the nigga your number? You see what I'm saying? If you don't fuck with him, if you don't like him, The fuck? It doesn't make sense to me. But they do shit like that all the fucking time. I done been on the phone with bitches and watched them get booked and say, I'm about to block this nigga soon as he called me. What did you give him your number for?
This niggas be, some niggas be geeking, get mad, bro. Girls and that off not giving them what they
want. I mean, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It happened before. You feel me?
Yeah.
It didn't happen before. So, I mean,
feel you.
Just playing devil's ass.